And now, on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Prescott Dirt, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, and Cliff Castle Casino. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
Everybody to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Mason is on a roll here right off the bat. We're up and running.
Good to have you. Welcome. I know he doesn't say anything.
Link is in the house too, keeping track. Congratulations to Link. She's due for her reappointment to the Prescott Valley Arts and Culture Commission, bringing youth vitality and fabulous ideas to our community over there with our arts and culture. She's great. She's great. So glad you're here. Glad to see you. Hey, it's been a few weeks since I've been here. I guess we had the mayor, and then before that, we were preempted by a Diamondbacks game, and then before that was the Super Scoop Hour, and then before that, I think I was here. Yeah. So lots of things have been going on. The whole month of June is a whoosh. Bye. We've got through. We had a wonderful golf tournament at the Pronghorn Golf Club this past Saturday. Beautiful weather and lots of fun. A great day of golf, raising money for, you know, chamber programs and services and things we've got going on there. So we had a great day. And now as we look forward, we've got the 4th of July coming up. So we'll have some folks talking about different things to remain safe during the 4th of July. But again, remind everybody that we'll be at Mountain Valley Park on Thursday, July 4th, starting at 3 o'clock. And 3 o'clock is the fourth fun zone will be going on. Heroes to Go will be bringing their inflatables in Bounce House Village. So that'll be open to all the kiddos. That's $19.95 for an all-day wristband. You can play all day long. I think they'll keep it open until almost dark before we start the fireworks. And then at 4 o'clock, the beer garden opens, and we'll have vendors and food and then music. The band, Rick Kakuza, is playing at 5:30, and the band after that is, oh, I do have that flyer here, a Front Page Blues Band will playing. So I'll have music from 5:30 to 8:30, and then at 9 o'clock, the greatest fireworks in the whole state of Arizona will be shot off over Mountain Valley Park. So come on out and join us. Everything, all the activities except for the Inflatable Village are free. So great day to come on out and say hey and celebrate the 4th of July as we celebrate the independence of this wonderful country we call America. So we're going to take a short break here. When we come back, we'll be talking with Jody Aguirre. She is with, Jody Mullins, who is with the community services officer with the town of Prescott Valley. So you're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
When someone comes into Prescott Brewing Company and asks which domestic beers we have available, they're usually looking for one of the macro beers that took over the brewing industry after Prohibition. But while those beers are still produced in America, the companies that produce them are no longer American-owned. We offer you a variety of premium domestic beers brewed right here in Prescott, Arizona. How much more domestically made can you get? Made in America and American-owned. Prescott Brewing Company, real beer, real food, real people, and real local.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Hi, Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun-friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Joining me now is Jody Mullen. She's the Community Service Officer with the Prescott Valley Police Department. Woohoo! Hey, Jody, how are you?
How are you, Marnie?
Good to see you. Welcome.
Thanks.
Welcome. One of my sisters back from LASD.
That's right.
Yeah, but here loving Prescott Valley and our community and making life great again. So let's talk about what you've got going on.
All right. Well, what we're working on today is we started a new campaign, the Look Before You Lock. And it came about after we had a 7-year-old boy that was locked in a hot car while his caregiver went into a local store. And there was, you know, all these wonderful people, you know, in our community that noticed and called the Prescott Valley Police Department. And he was removed safely, and charges were pending against the caregiver, you know, because it's a hot day and you just can't do that.
Was there an excuse? Was there, you know, like, I forgot, or
no,
I was just going to be a
no.
minute, you know?
Just
I mean,
gonna,
I think
it was just,
gonna
she was
long.
Just going to be a minute.
You know, my minute when I go into Fry's, I'm just going to run in to get something. When I go into Fry's, my minute is 45 minutes.
Yeah, I hear you.
Because I run into everybody I know. You probably do the same thing.
Same thing. I don't think I've ever been in a store. I tell my husband, oh, I'm just going to be 10 minutes. And then, you know, he may see me in an hour.
Exactly. And that's just running to friends. But sometimes even, you know, checkout lines are longer. It's a busy time.
Right.
You don't know how long you're going to be in there.
Right. Well, the thing is that child vehicular heat stroke is largely misunderstood by the general public. The majority of parents, I mean, we get this idea that parents that leave their kids in their car are these awful people and they're negligent, and that's not usually the case.
Mm-hmm.
The majority of parents are misinformed and would like to think that they would never leave their child in a vehicle. But the truth of the matter is that over 55% of these cases nationwide, they're loving parents, they're protective parents, they're good parents. And the person responsible for them generally unknowingly leaves them in the vehicle. And in most situations, you know, that I guess that's my takeaway, is that it can happen to anybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know.
Well, I think because now that the car seats are all in the back seat.
Right.
It's one of those things. You might have a child that falls asleep and your mind is preoccupied mm-hmm. with getting
exactly.
to the store, what's for dinner and that, and the quiet. And
right.
you're not, you, and then, you know, where we used to have them in the front seat, you would be reminded that they're right next to you. But now for safety, they're in the back. I couldn't say that it's easy to prevent, but I see how it can happen.
Right. And it does happen. You know, I mean, for anyone who knowingly leaves their child in a hot car, you know, my message to you would be that the Prescott Valley Police Department is committed to the protection of life of all of our citizens.
Mm-hmm.
And a broken window may be the least of your worries. Should you place your child in danger?
So you would actually break that window.
They would break that window and get that child out. and you would be charged with child neglect.
Mm-hmm.
Here are just a few facts, you know, prior to coming in that I picked up, is that the heat inside of a vehicle, or the inside of a vehicle, heats up very quickly. Even with the windows cracked, the temperature can, inside a car, can reach 125 degrees in a matter of minutes. And that 80% of the increase in temperature occurs in the first 10 minutes. How long are you in a store?
Right.
You know, is your car in the sun? You know, if you get in your car and you can't touch your steering wheel, you can't touch your dashboard, how hot is it for that child in the back seat? And studies have shown that cracking the windows does not slow the heating process or decrease the maximum temperature inside the vehicle at all.
No.
At all. And a child's major organs begin to shut down when his temperature reaches 104 degrees.
Wow.
And a child can die when his temperature reaches 107. And the sad thing is that Arizona ranks fourth on the list of states with the most child vehicular heat stroke deaths. We're number four. That's not a good place to be.
No, and why is that, do you think?
Well, we're behind Texas. Texas is a ginormous state. You know, California and Florida are the other two ahead of us. They're very big, popular towns, and I really don't know. It's just
so
not
population wise, and yet they all three of them can experience that kind of heat, though.
Right.
That kind of those kinds of temperatures.
Right.
Florida might have those temperatures, has the humidity, but you know, Texas and California the same way. I mean, right now there's places in California that get, you know, hotter than we even have here.
Right.
So we know that can happen.
And some other contributing factors is that a child's body overheats 3 to 5 times faster than an adult's.
Less of it.
You know,
yeah, there's little bitty things that they can't,
right.
You know, they don't have any way to cool off.
And most often when these child deaths happen is that there's been a change in routine. There's maybe lack of sleep by the parents, stress, hormone changes, fatigue, and sometimes mm-hmm. just simple distractions, you know, I mean, all of which new parents experience.
Right, right.
You know,
you're not used to it.
No,
you're not used to having that little one and thinking about somebody else in the car.
One of the saddest stories that I heard was that there was a dad that his mom, the baby's mom, had gotten called away, and he was responsible for taking the baby to daycare. Well, you know, he puts the baby in the car, they're driving to daycare. He forgets. He's focused on work at this point. He drives to work, completely forgets the baby who's sleeping in the back seat, and comes out at lunch, and his baby had passed away.
I couldn't imagine anything more tragic.
No. That is just, you know, that is very sad. And was he a bad parent? No. He was just, mm-hmm. he was a distracted mm-hmm. parent. And that is kind of where look before you lock came
right.
from. Was that to take that few minutes, put your purse in the back seat, put a stuffed animal in the front seat, you know, if there's been a change in plans, something to remind yourself that your child is in your back seat,
mm-hmm.
and you know, whatever works best for you, because you're right, when you're looking at a rear facing car seat, they all look the same,
right?
And if that little guy's racked out, you're not gonna know,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
you know. So far this year, we have 13 documented child hot car deaths nationwide. And that's just too many.
Right.
You know, and these are preventable. And, kidsincars.org reports that there have been 889 of these type of deaths since 1990. And on average, 38 kids a year die in heat related car deaths.
Wow. Yes.
So
now you've got this program, Look Before You Lock.
Right. And that's what we're pushing is that for
mental
parents.
Mental awareness.
Right. That
reminding.
You just, that you, one, just, you know, don't be distracted by your cell phone. Put your cell phone down. Just be aware of that baby or that child, you know.
I like the idea you mentioned, you know, for women, get used to putting your baby in the back seat and your purse in the back seat.
Right.
And you put that baby in the seat. You put your purse back there because you will always go for your purse and
right.
take that wherever you're going to go into. So it's a great idea. That's one of the best sound for men. You think of something yourselves, you know, the toy in the front seat.
Right.
You know, a reminder that you
sticky
have
note.
That baby. That's good. Right on your dashboard. Baby on board. You know, for sure.
And as temperatures get, you know, go up out here and we hit monsoon season and people get busier, you know, that it can be very easy to forget your child.
I put one of those things, screens in my windshields, those reflective things for your front windows, so right. I keep the heat out, and I still get in my car and it's, you know, extremely hot, even with that covered.
Exactly.
So, you know, even without any type of covering in your car or shading, that car gets really, really hot.
They were saying that even in 80 degree weather, you know, you figure spring, fall mm-hmm. out here, that a car parked in the sun within an hour, that temperature's over 130 degrees inside.
Wow.
And that's in 80 degree weather. So it doesn't have to be the extreme summer sun.
So how are you getting this word out, Jody?
Well, right now we've had a media release and we're, you know, our officers are spreading the word, you know, when they talk to people and, on shows like this uh-huh. and just trying to encourage people and have them tell other people to make sure that they just take that few minutes.
Right.
And just look before they lock.
Look before you lock. And everybody will say, that's common sense. I would never do that. But life throws curveballs at you and you don't know what you might be going through at the particular time when you might forget.
Exactly.
And, you know, everybody is human and that could be the most horrible tragedy. So you just set up those things that make you not forget. The purse in the back seat, the toy in the front, something that'll remind you that'll help you not forget.
Right.
Excellent ideas. Is this on your website?
I believe it will be.
Okay.
I believe that we are in the process of putting it on the website.
So all the information, you can always go check out the Prescott Valley Police Department's website at pvaz.net Police Department.
Exactly.
And a lot of the press releases and information, you can find out more about that. Or if you're a local organization, maybe a child care place, and you want somebody to come speak, I know Jody will come out and make
a presentation. I would love to come out.
Presentation to your,
that's right,
you know, child care facility, your local church. So great opportunity to reach more people. So Jody, I'm just putting the pitch out for you.
I am always, anybody who wants me to come speak and speak on this topic or has any other questions, they can certainly call me at the Prescott Valley Police Department. My direct number is 928-772-5164. And I am happy to help whenever I can.
Great. Jody Mullins, Prescott Valley Police Department. Thank you for joining us. And look before you lock. Short break here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. You're listening to KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.9 FM, and KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Prescott Frontier Rotary puts on Prescott's biggest garden party. It's the 14th annual Grapes for Grades auction and wine tasting to benefit the PUSD 21st Century Summer Program. And the garden is Waters Garden Center. Some of the proceeds from this event will provide funding for this great summer program that builds a strong foundation in all academic basics and enrichment classes in science and computers. The date for this year's garden party is Sunday, June 30th from 5 to 8, and tickets are $50 each. As is traditional with this event, 12 different wines will be available for tasting, as well as local beers from Prescott Brewing. Music will be provided by Anton and Drew, and hors d'oeuvres and sweets will be prepared by El Gato Azul. Tickets are available at Olson's for Healthy Animals in Prescott, as well as Prescott True Value, Waters Garden Center, and PrescottFrontierRotary.com. Hey folks, if you miss it, don't whine, get it, to me, good enough just isn't.
Summertime blues.
Oh, yes, there is. Augie's Happy Hour with some tasty reds and whites. Just the thing for those summertime blues. Enjoy the beautiful blue sky on Augie's patio with mountain views that make every meal a sight to behold. Chef Joel will have you jumping for joy all summer long at the one and only Augie's. Call 777-0330. The place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
How can you save hundreds of dollars right now?
By having Findlay Toyota Prescott pay your city sales tax on any new Toyota.
Backed by popular demand.
The program where everyone qualifies.
No forms to fill out. No additional anything.
You keep your rebates. You keep your low finance rates.
Buy any new Toyota through the end of June, and Findlay Toyota Prescott will pay your city sales tax.
Done. 4Runner, Camry, Corolla,
Tundra, RAV4, Tacoma.
Select from over 200 new Toyotas.
Or browse our full inventory at FinleyToyotaPrescott.com. Then come in for a test drive.
When you take the keys, we'll take care of paying your city sales tax.
Don't you wish everything was this easy?
But hurry, this is a limited time offer through June 29th.
Hi, I'm Jamal McCoy, and here at Findlay Toyota Prescott, we know that our success depends on meeting the expectations you have for our dealership. Stop by today and let us exceed your expectations. We are everybody's hometown dealer.
On approved credit plus tax, title, license, and $495 dock fees.
This May and June, Cliff Castle Casino Hotel is giving you the chance to win $150,000. It's the 150K Spin and Win Giveaway. Earn entries to be one of the 10 qualifiers every Thursday in May and June from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Spin the wheel to see if you can win the grand prize of $150,000. Beat the heat and head on over for the 150K Spin and Win. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. I was just talking to Jody Mullins, Community Service Officer with the Town of Prescott Valley Police Department, and we were talking about leaving children in a car. And my next guest is Evelyn Whitaker. She's the Animal Control Supervisor. So conversely, Evelyn, one of the things you see is people leaving animals in the car. Now, we talked about with children, a lot of times it's distractions, it's unintentional, because they just forget. There's something happens and they forget. But with animals, a lot of times you're just taking them for a ride, you think you're going to the store, so you do leave them in the car. That is your original intent to leave them in the car. And that could be sometimes with tragic consequences. So let's talk a little bit about the animal side of cars and heat and how dangerous it can be.
It's extremely dangerous, especially where we are. We are, you know, very high up in elevation. So I think a lot of people don't understand how quickly a car can heat up. You can go anywhere between 2 to 5 degrees in a matter of a couple of minutes. So, you know, people bring their dogs. They want their dogs with them, but they think they're going to run into a store like you stated before, and I'm going to be in there for 10 minutes. Well, you get sidetracked. The lines are long. The next thing you know, your dog's going into heat stroke in the back seat or in the front seat. And it's a misconception that if you roll down your windows or crack your windows, bring water in, the dog's going to be fine. Really, all that does is circulate hot air inside the vehicle. And when a dog gets to the point where it's in distress, it'll stop drinking. It'll go lay down low in the car. And at that point, we may not even know there's a dog in the car, and it will expire.
It'll seek kind of a cooler place, so maybe get down on the floor.
Exactly.
To try, and then you won't know what's in there.
Then we won't know. And, you know, it's really important. You know, we really rely on the community to call us if they do witness a dog in a vehicle. We can't be everywhere all the time. So when they do call the police department and they call animal control and let us know, we try to head out there as quickly as we can. And we do have laser thermometer guns. We will shoot that through the window and see what the temperature is. And it's very, very high. I mean, you can bring your dog out on an 80-degree day and have 119 degrees by the time we get in over there. So.
Right. Are you finding more people are being are reporting animals left in vehicles?
Absolutely. I would probably say right now, this time of year, that's our number one call.
Wow.
Between that and then people realizing that dogs might be out in the backyard with no shade or water, we get calls for that as well. People don't realize that the sun shifts during the day. So what might have been shaded this morning when you left your dog out there is not shaded anymore. And now their water's been turned over, or they drank it all. So it is our state law that you need to have water and shelter for your dog 365 days a year.
Now, can somebody be cited for that if you go out to a home and find that the dog obviously does not have water, does not have shelter, whether it looks like it's in distress or not? Can they receive a citation for that or a warning?
Yes, they will receive a citation for animal neglect. We usually try to, of course, educate the community first. But, you know, you do have some people who just do it on a repeated basis. And so we will go out and we will cite them for that.
Right.
For animal neglect.
It's always somebody turning them in.
It is.
Your neighbor. We don't want, responsible pet owners, as we were talking about again. Right. So just leave your dogs at home.
Leave them at home.
It's better to take them for a walk when that's the exercise they need, not the ride to the store.
Yeah, leave them at home. And, one of the things that happens with animals in cars, too, is there's a lot of stimulation. There's a lot of people walking by the vehicle.
Oh, yes.
So they're getting excited. They're barking, and they're tiring themselves out, and they're heating themselves up. So you've got two things going on. You've got the heat, and then you've got the excitement. So you're definitely going to have a body temperature go through the roof. And it has a lot to do with breeds as well. You've got more hyper breeds that run on a higher heart rate, and then you have some that aren't so hyper, but either way, the heat is deadly, and they need to stay home.
Okay, a lot of people say that I cracked the windows and I left water for the animal.
Right.
Is that sufficient?
No, it's absolutely not, and you will get cited for that as well. Like I said before, the windows, really all that does is circulate hot air. I always tell people, imagine you're sitting in your vehicle with a hot blow dryer blowing on you. Is that going to cool you down? It's not going to cool you down. All it's doing is just blowing hot air on you. So your temperature is going to, continue to rise.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like I was saying before, when they go into distress, they're going to stop drinking. They're going to get lethargic.
Right.
And some of the signs for distress, if, the community's out there and they see a dog, panting, drooling, pale gums, discolored gums, and immobilization are some of the things to look for if you do see a dog in a hot car.
Okay, so you see all these symptoms. You've called the Prescott Valley Police Department. You're not there yet. The animal control is not there yet.
Mm-hmm.
Is it within somebody's rights or can they break that window for that dog?
That's a really good question. It's a sketchy question. One of the things we say is, like you said, call us first. And if we're not available, a patrol unit will come out. One of our patrol police department will come out. But if you've called us and it's taking a while and you see this dog in distress, if you break the window, there's a couple things to consider. Number one is it can be a civil issue, so the person who owns that car could turn around and try to, civilly sue for some kind of restitution.
Mm-hmm.
But also be prepared to take care of whatever animal's in there, because once you get the dog out and it starts to feel better, it may not be the most friendly dog. So make sure that you are prepared to handle that.
Or it might vomit all over you.
Well, that has happened too.
I mean, that too. I'm just saying, she's on Marnie.
But we have been called out to people that have broken a window, and the dog all of a sudden, comes to and goes after the person who broke the window, because animals are very territorial. That's their territory. And now you've opened up the door. And so be prepared.
So basically you've answered the question, when in doubt, unless it's like imminent death, wait until the police get there.
Absolutely.
Or animal control.
Let us do it for you.
You can do it first. Okay. Well, that's what we're going to leave that on.
Right.
Let's talk about 4th of July and animals during the 4th of July.
Yeah.
That's coming up next week.
Yeah. 4th of July is a really scary time for a lot of animals. And you can have a dog that's super mellow and never has any issues, and all of a sudden they start hearing fireworks and everything goes crazy. So some of the things you want to do is you want to make sure that you have your animals in a secure area. You also want to make sure that try to have somebody home, and maybe some background noise. Turn your Alexa on, put some seaside sounds or something or the TV or music or something that's going to drown out that sound on the outside. Thunder shirts, and talk to your veterinarian about any kind of natural supplements you can give them to maybe keep them relaxed.
Or tranquilizers,
yeah.
Drugs. Calm the dog down. Sleep through this one.
But we've had dogs break through
seriously
house windows and been cut up, and a lot of the dogs that we pick up the next day have some injuries. They've broken through something. They've broken teeth on a gate. They've dug out. Their paws are raw. I mean, it's amazing how anxious they can get and scared they can get and hurt themselves.
I know the first 4th of July, I had my dogs. It was like, okay, we'll sit here. I'm going to hold you, and they're fine.
Yeah, my dogs could care less.
Not all of them are like that. Again, that also the same thing for big monsoons and thunderstorms. I mean, the same kind of thing can affect the dogs too. So what you do for 4th of July fireworks basically is the same for monsoon season too.
Yeah, monsoon season is our busiest dog at large season. People think it's 4th of July. It's usually the day after 4th of July going into monsoons. And that has to do with not just the dog being scared, but the ground gets wet, fences fall over, dogs get out. So we we are chasing dogs a lot during monsoon season.
So when you, when we're running out of time, Mason's giving me the eyeballs, and I'm going to say, I got one more question. So when you pick up a dog, you know, let's say you find a dog loose, somebody calls you, what's the procedure for you then?
The first thing we do is look for identification. It has a collar or microchip. All of us have microchip scanners in our truck. We will scan it. If we can, we always try to find the owner without impound. We try to get them back home. If we can't find the owner or there is no contact information, we'll bring it up to the to be impounded at the Humane Society. 3 days for a dog with no identification, 5 days for a dog with identification. So if you do come across a missed dog, you lost a dog, call us and call the Humane Society, because those are kind of the common areas where
and you work well together. You
work
with that.
Great together.
Right.
Yes, we
right.
do.
So that's the place to call if you're missing your dog.
Right.
Well, I have a million other questions, Evelyn, but we're out of time, but you're doing a great job out there and
Thank you.
Loves their furry family.
And if anyone has more questions, you can always call Animal Control and we'll be happy to answer any questions that you have.
Yeah, we talked specifically about dogs, but I want to bring you back so we can talk about other crazy stories you have about animals, whether it's horses or cats or any other kind of great stories you
have.
We've got
all those.
I want to bring you back and we can talk about that again sometime.
It'd be my pleasure.
Take care of your pets. Remember, they're your best friends. They rely on you for their safety and security. So don't take them anywhere. Just leave them at home and keep them safe.
Absolutely. Thank
Evelyn
you so much.
Evelyn Whitaker, Animal Control Officer, Town of Prescott Valley. You do a great job out there. Thank you so much for
Thank
joining
you.
Us here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, it's Chamber Spotlight on Business here on KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQ&A.com.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley in Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
This town is on the move, and we're moving forward with you. Cable One is now Sparklight. Now get 100 megs of internet for only $45 a month for 12 months. Plus, you can add unlimited data. Call 855-808-2737 for fast, reliable internet. 100 megs for only $45 a month for 12 months. Call Cable One, now Sparklight, at 855-808-2737. Restrictions apply.
Another tie for Father's Day, or maybe some cologne? All you really wanted was to be in a hammock in your shady backyard. I'm Ken at Waters Garden Center. Come get the beautiful trees you've always wanted during our 4th of July tree sale. Trees are specially priced, ready to grow. Buy three or more and get our guaranteed plant service half price. It's hot out there, so we'll do the hard work for you and make your backyard as comfortable as your living room. Safe, natural, organic. Waters Garden Center in Prescott.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Start it up. Keep it up. That's the way the world works. So when you just need it to work, Batteries Plus Bulbs backs you up with your neighborhood's largest selection of Batteries Plus Bulbs, plus phone repair, plus key fobs, to do everything we can to power your cars, phones, and everything in between. Finding and fixing with the know-how you need right now. Stop by Batteries Plus Bulbs and save on Duracell Ultra Boat, RV, and Lawn and Garden batteries. Or visit BatteriesPlus.com. See website for offer details and limitations.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Tuesday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV.
For the first time in 3 years, the city of Prescott will stage a fireworks display on the 4th of July. This despite dry conditions in which fires can still ignite. Don Devendorf with the Prescott Fire Department says the fireworks are moving away from downtown where they used to be held to Watson Lake, where water can act as a fallout zone.
They have a place that should be completely safe and not put any structures at risk, because that was the problem we had in the last location. There is a buzz, without a doubt, that we're going to have fireworks this year. There's still the naysayers that think that fireworks just aren't safe, period, but we're doing everything we can to assure the safest possible environment. Once the word lake came up, everyone's eyes lit up like, well, that would seem like the best place. Let's see if we can make it happen.
Devendorf says the Prescott Fire Department will be at the ready for any possible fire outbreaks. Forest Service crews are providing backup. He also hopes people won't take the resumption of a fireworks show as a signal that any fireworks use is okay. Increasing clouds today, partly cloudy tonight. Overnight lows in the mid-50s, then sunny, breezy highs in the mid-80s. Tomorrow through Friday in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, increasing clouds today, partly cloudy tonight, clearing after bedtime to a low near 60. Sunny, breezy highs tomorrow through Friday in the mid to upper 90s. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Please be fire safe and have a great Tuesday evening, and stay tuned as Talk of the Town Prescott Valley continues on KQ&A.
Staying healthy and active is important to you. Don't let varicose veins, spider veins, or non-healing wounds slow you down. They may be a sign of a more serious condition known as chronic venous insufficiency. Symptoms include aching, painful, or fatigued legs, swelling, itching, or cramping, or skin changes. More than 25 million Americans suffer from some sort of venous disorder. The good news is that your options for treatment are more diverse than ever before. The experts at the Vein Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center in Prescott Valley can help restore leg circulation to improve health, reduce pain, and get you back to your active life. Dr. Anil Kumar, board certified in vascular medicine and the medical director of YRMC's Vein Center, leads a multidisciplinary team that includes experts in wound care, infectious diseases, and diabetes management. Talk to your healthcare provider about the Vein Center at YRMC or call 928-759-5890.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, your small-town feel with a big world taste in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley's Chamber, Spotlight on Business. And joining me first, I'm going to be talking to Greg James with Walmart in Prescott Valley. They've got a big car show happening this Saturday, June 29th, from 8 to 2 p.m. How you doing, Greg?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great. Let's talk about the show.
Okay, where do you want me to start?
It's a really big show. Well, it's all about you, baby. You could just talk away.
When was the last time you had somebody go to the hospital? If it's for a child, where's the best place you can go? Phoenix Children's Hospital.
I'm going to tell you right now, my grandnephew is a patient in Phoenix Children's Hospital right now with my niece and her husband, and that he is in the best of care. So right now, yes, I can appreciate it because I've got family in Phoenix Children's Hospital.
What we're looking at is raising as amount of money as we possibly can to give to these folks to take care of these children. That is the prime reason. Yes, I represent Walmart, but Walmart donates 100% of this towards that awesome hospital.
Now, isn't this an annual fundraising project with Walmart?
It is, but this is my first time that I'm doing for Walmart.
Yes, so what are you doing?
So what we're doing, everything you can think of, from food to DJ to awards. Military is going to be there. I have an honor guard now.
Mm-hmm.
I have a flyover from Emory Riddle now.
Nice.
So it's going to be really, really nice. We start at 8 o'clock in the morning. We go till 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I have awards, trophies, and we're also looking into a 50-50 raffle.
Right. So this is a car show. What kind of cars will be on display? And is it a competition, like awards given to the best in show?
Correct.
Classic year or things like that?
We're looking at anything from the 1930s to current.
Okay.
Now, what we're looking at is I have a 1931 Bentley with a rollback coming in.
Hmm.
That's going to be very, very nice. I haven't been in one of those for many, many years. We're looking at 57 Chevys, Mavericks, Mustangs, Corvettes, Buicks, old-style Buicks, any kind of car, vehicle that has four wheels that is considered as a classic is welcome.
Wow, okay. Sounds fun.
It will be fun.
Now, where's this going to be held?
This is going to be held at 3450 North Glassford Hill Road. That's in Prescott Valley in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to confiscate that entire parking lot. Even though my manager is going to love me for this one, but...
We won't tell Kevin.
Okay, there you go. But we're going to have a lot of fun with this, and the thing is that the poster child from Phoenix Children's Hospital will be there. The mayor will be there, which is as of today. So we're going to have a lot of fun with us.
That'll be great. Can people, if somebody's listening and they have a classic car and want to participate, can they play in your show?
They sure can come play.
Uh-huh.
Basically, what you can do now, if you want to head over to Walmart, between now and Saturday, what you can do is fill out the application, bring it in, pay your fee, which is $25. But if you want to wait till that last minute, like some people like to do, it's going to cost you $10 more, which is $35.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that money is money. It doesn't go towards Walmart. It goes towards the Phoenix Children's Hospital. So everything we get is donated, goes right to them.
Right. Now, what about you said you have awards? Are there, like, certain expenses and then everything after that? Or is that being donated and sponsored also?
It is being sponsored also.
That's wonderful. So 100% of the proceeds are going to Phoenix Children's Hospital.
Now, just a moment ago, I walked in with a couple of things, and someone said, this is not TV, this is radio. But,
that's what I said.
But,
because you brought in, like, 8 big, giant trophies.
I sure did. And I'm,
I couldn't even share those on radio.
But the thing is, there's so many awards that are given out. The awards for that person that bring that perfect vehicle in, that enjoys taking care of that vehicle to show that class off to somebody else.
Right.
Because those people will enjoy looking at it. They'll enjoy looking at the beauty of the vehicle, how long it's lasted, and how they take care of it.
Right. And people with cars like that love to talk about their cars.
Oh, that's right.
I mean, you could just talk to folks all day long there. So it starts at 8 o'clock, goes to 2, includes food vendors.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said DJ, playing some rock and roll sounds?
I'm going to be doing everything from the 50s to current, but basically I'm going to stay along with that 50s line setup.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going from everything from the Platters, the Coasters, to the Rockettes, the Rochelles. There's so many that you just keep going on and on.
And there's no admission fee?
No, ma'am. It is open to the public, so anybody that wants to come in, they can go shopping in the store. They can come back out, look at the car show, and just walk around. They can even vote if they'd like.
People's choice. I know. It's always fun. You can pick your favorite one. So again, this is this coming Saturday, June 29th.
That is correct. From 8 till 2.
In our Prescott Valley Walmart.
That's
Can't miss it, right?
Come on out and let's have some fun and enjoy the show.
And enjoy the day. It'll be a great day and a great way to raise money for Phoenix Children's Hospital. And on behalf of my family right now, I appreciate that because they're doing a great job. Thank you. Thank you. All right. So Greg, we'll see you out there.
Okay.
You'll be out there all day. Spinning those tunes.
Darn right.
Okay.
All
right. We're going to jump over here and talk to Candace. Candace Stevens, the general manager of the Event Spot, located in Prescott Valley, our premier event venue right now. And I want to say thank you, Candace, for working with the Chamber, because we've had our quarterly breakfast there for now. Well, this will be coming up on a year in August. And I tell you, you guys just do a beautiful job.
Well, thank you.
The space is amazing. And what I appreciate, too, is the fact that when we have presenters that have PowerPoints, you've got all those screens, so no matter where you sit,
right,
you can see the program. So great
job. Absolutely. Thank you, Marnie. We greatly appreciate you having there with us at the event spot. And you're just one of the many organizations that, we help out with some venue space. As you said, we're the premier event space here in the Quad Cities. We've been open just about a year now, so we're getting ready to celebrate our 1 year anniversary, and we are planning an open house, probably in August. It hasn't been actually set yet, but, we have a 3,000 square foot main, beautiful 3,000 square foot main room, a lovely entrance over the bridge and the koi, which have weathered the winter and are thriving now out there in the sunshine and doing a great, great job for us as ambassadors for the event spot. But we hold business meetings, classes, seminars, weddings, birthdays, receptions, any type of family gathering that you would like. We're there for you. People are happy. You're finally finding out exactly what we do there. And so we're getting quite busy. Of course, we just wrapped up kind of the graduation season. So we had many graduation parties. Mm-hmm. The winter or the spring and summer, bridal season is upon us now. And we have, couples from, Fane Park and Fane Chapel coming up the hill.
Yes, yes. Beautiful match with the wedding at the chapel and then the reception at the event spot.
Perfect. And we're right up the hill from that. So it makes a really good partnership with them as well. People have been having a great time with us. So we're anxious to share the past year with the community. And there will be more details coming out about our anniversary and our open house.
Well, we'll be happy to share that with you. Do you have on-site catering, or do people contract with their own caterer and then they just come in and you have the facility for them to use?
We have a beautiful catering kitchen at the event spot. And so I like to say we will help as much or as little as you would like us to. There are some preferred vendors, through our website at eventspotaz.com. And we work closely with them. Many of them have been with us throughout this first year and have done a great job for us. So if you're looking for a caterer, that's one place you can look. You can also find your own caterer, or you can actually bring in your own food as well and have a family gathering that way.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. What is the most unusual event you've had there? Do you have anything that jumps out at you?
Yeah, actually, a couple of things. I'm always surprised at how creative people get. I like to look at the event spot as a beautiful blank canvas. Mm-hmm. People come in and do their own thing and make it their own space. But we've had a couple of events that stand out. One was an embroidery class. We had a 2-day embroidery class there, and they brought in the machines. And what was great about it is they brought in these beautiful quilt tops and they hung them on our walls at the event spot.
Wow.
And it looked like an art gallery in there. They were just gorgeous. And when they took them down after the second day, I really missed them when they were there. And then the other event that really comes to mind is we had a charity event for Relay for Life. They came in on a Sunday or a Saturday afternoon. They closed the drapes, made the room rather dark. They brought in a DJ. They had light sticks. They did workouts and yoga and all kinds of activity. And this just bump, bump, bump music was going on all day. It was very high energy. And they had a great time there at the event spot. Plus, they raised some good money for a great cause.
Right. I like your analogy that it's your blank canvas.
Yes.
So you're only limited by your imagination of what you want to create as far as your event is.
Exactly. And that's where we're kind of going with the anniversary and open house theme. It's going to be picture your event at the event spot. And so I will leave that up to a little bit of mystery there for what's coming, but we'll invite, some of our vendors, our catering folks, the party rental people, and the, bakers as well, and we're going to have our own celebration and party at the event spot and welcome the community to enjoy and come by and see what we're all about. We're going to
open
the doors.
Well, you've been there a year. Maybe some people still don't know you're right there in the heart of Prescott Valley. You don't have to go far to have a beautiful venue.
Exactly. Just south of Highway 69, right on the corner of 1st Street and 5th Street in Prescott Valley.
Right next to the Footwork.
Right next to Footwork, and right behind us, which makes it really nice, is Prescott Valley Florist as well. So
right.
If you need flowers for your event, they walk them right over.
And I think, isn't it just up the road, just a few 100 feet is the new car wash
going in.
So you know where the new car wash is at Prescott East Highway.
You can easily
just look
find
straight
us.
Down and you can see the bridge, and it's wonderful. I've been to several events there, including classes and presentations and workshops. And obviously our breakfast is always amazing, and a birthday party with a Hawaiian theme and a tiki hut.
And each one's a little different and unique. It's great.
Well, I look forward to seeing what you do on your 1 year anniversary. Do you have a tentative month on that?
We're thinking August.
Okay.
Tentatively August 16th. It will be a Friday, probably afternoon, early evening. But
August is perfect. Nothing's going on.
Exactly. We had to find a date that worked on our calendar.
Everybody's kind of slowing up. Kids are back to school. So August, we were just talking about
and
August.
And we'll be planning for holiday parties.
There you go. And now if you're looking for that, come out to the open house and we'll be sure and help you announce it and get it out there, Candace. But again, Candace Stevens is the general manager of the event spot. If you haven't been there, stop by and peek in the windows if she's not there, or give her a call. And your number is?
928-772-1900.
Okay, we look forward to seeing you, Candace. Let us know on that open house, because I'm going to be there.
Will.
And Greg James, big weekend coming up.
Oh, boy, here I am, and I'm ready for it. Let's go.
Coming up Saturday, June 29th, 8 o'clock. Be there, Walmart parking lot. Things going all day benefiting Phoenix Children's Hospital and Children's Miracle Network. So good, all the best to you.
Thank you, Marnie, and thank you, everybody.
All right, Chamber Spotlight on Business. Thank you both for joining us here today. And we're going to take a short break, and it'll be time to say goodbye. And then Marnie's gone for 2 more weeks again.
No.
These long weeks are just crazy now here on Talk of the Town, KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQNA.com.
This May and June, Cliff Castle Casino Hotel is giving you the chance to win $150,000. It's the 150K Spin and Win Giveaway. Earn entries to be one of the 10 qualifiers every Thursday in May and June from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Spin the wheel to see if you can win the grand prize of $150,000. Beat the heat and head on over for the 150K Spin and Win. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reprographics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reprographics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our 3 great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun-friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's with an E Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion. Maybe you won the lottery. You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And I was just out there looking at the trophies that Greg brought in. Original, Chairman's Choice, People's Choice, Best in Show. They're absolutely beautiful. And he did tell me that they were donated by Purple Sage. So again, we talked about all proceeds are benefiting Phoenix Children's Hospital. And that serves, when you talk about a hospital like that, that serves all of us in the communities that have children with a special need that needs to go to the hospital like that. So, again, great to support them. Come on out to Walmart at 8 o'clock on Saturday morning. And as I said, you know, you lose me for 2 weeks, but it's Superintendent Dan Streeter's show next week, and then I'll be back. So we flip-flop with the mayor, Kel Palguda, and then Supervisor Superintendent Streeter, and then me every other week. So I'm always happy to be here, share what's going on. So we got a great 4th of July coming up. Hope you enjoy the rodeo starting July the 1st through the 7th, and then the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce 45th Anniversary Celebration and Community Excellence Awards Banquet will be held on July the 19th as we recognize individuals, organizations, and businesses who do great things in our community, such as our very own special Link, who donates time on the Arts and Culture Commission. So we'll be celebrating there at the Findlay Toyota Center. Tickets are $60 with a very, very special meal, including Chateaubriand, prepared by our own chef Jim Cabral. So great evening recognizing individuals and those deserving in our community. I call them the unsung heroes, people who just go about their day donating time, contributing, participating, and don't do it for thank yous. They just do it for the love of giving and service. So, again, we're really excited to celebrate them and celebrate our new board of directors, which I should plug them since they're my bosses. So, anyway, thank you all for joining us here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. As we say, please have a very, very safe and sane 4th of July. And remember, no pets, alcohol out there at Mountain Valley Park, and just be safe. Have a great 2 weeks.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Janessa's Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.